stilled and sleepy, deep and droopy. Your body lost in a frozen expanse of simple thoughts, where my looping voice is all your brain hears or fixates upon. But the looping, the simplicity, has ended. Soon I will command action, which culminates in a relief you've needed. There is a busy world outside. This is a space set aside for you and I, and for this moment. Your mind has been carried down here through great effort and skillful listening, and the incorporation of new thoughts into the empty places within it. Now it is time for it to take some orders and directions that flow deeply down to core, primal requirements and ancient aches. Lust, filling your brain and body, the arousal and flush of it, the wetness and need, the aching, empty desire. All you have done to travel this deeply under my control has been awaiting this moment, this trickling tide of pleasure washing away your mind, powerful pulses of pleasure. Your body already weakened and brought under my influence, your brain already switched into its deep tranced mode. In that state, you are more vulnerable to commands, instructions. I get to set the stage and sculpt the world within. This influences your muscles to move and your body to react. Changing your inner world can make your outer one very, very pleasant. Listen and twitch. Feel that spark of my intentions. You are going to come for me. Focus on that idea, that awareness, that when climax arrives, it will arrive as a shivering, dripping sign of my control over you. First, we set the scene. You listen to my voice. You adore its contours and harmonics, the way it sends you deep. Let my voice arouse you. I want you turned on, your entire body feeling the insertion of each word into your mind, until your brain is simply too full and some thoughts have to leak out somewhere else. You might drool. You might sweat with heated need. You may discover deep reservoirs inside yourself where new arousals and desires spring from. You want my voice inside you, making you feel good. And it does. It makes you feel me vibrating inside your head and body. Like a voice in an acoustically perfect space, echoing and rebounding, until every bit of you under your skin is a hot, beautiful escape from the mundane and boring. All which exists for you is the heat of my voice. Picture your spread lips below, the parted hood, engorged clitoris. See them at their most aroused, glistening, juices shining on them, beading down your lips, soaking your inner thighs, cloudy with arousal. But remember, those shining fluids are more than just sexual lubrication. Your thoughts are being gently dislodged from your mind by my heated, arousing intentions. That is what is glistening on the pussy in your vision of yourself. Every dripping thought is the moisture of relaxation entering your mind. Peace and obedience to a single goal. Sending your body over the edge to a place where that pussy tenses up tight. Those lips below drip and drool with lust and thoughts. Your engorged clit seems stuck to your fingers due to how desperate you are to keep it going. Keep what going, you may ask? An orgasm powerful enough to make you forget everything except the desire to continue it and the way the aftershocks make your toes curl and eyes roll. It all begins with tiny touches. I permit movement now. You may move. You must move. Your hands, however, are only allowed to make the most minor caresses happen. If you were to attempt a detailed deep touch, or try to slip your fingers inside and move them rapidly, you would find you lack the strength. Gentle brushes, the smallest possible caress, tiny touches. 10. You now have permission to move your hands and touch. I will still encourage you. I am still controlling you. But my control is following your hands and making their actions more intense and influential. Rather than overtly commanding, 9. After all, you know the dance, the patterns, the touch. 8. And your subconscious, its urges, its desires, the memory of what I've done to you previously. 7. Remembering the way I make you feel, and the fact that I desire your enjoyment, your climax, your nourishment. 6. You are so deep below the surface, so far down into what I can do to you, that it is very easy to just brush your fingers across your aroused mound. Part the lips. Feel your thoughts glistening on your fingers. Rub them around on your inner thighs. Paint yourself with glittering proof of how I make you feel and what I make you into. 5. You try to quench the fire. Attempt to cease the flow and flood of what I do to you and what your body is doing to itself with these tiny, teasing, tentative touches. 4. You need more. You need to be able to just delve your fingers inside, don't you? You crave direct, mind-numbing stimulation of your clit. You want to rub the hood back and forth across it and let the slick juices sing you vibrating down deep. You have waited long enough, heard enough. You are deep and vulnerable and susceptible, so here is something to let you finish off, to take you to a high, powerful place in your mind where light sings every inch of you and your spasming belly is a happy home to my control. 3. You are going to be allowed to touch. 2. Prepare your fingers automatically. You will stimulate your body using anything nearby. toys, rubbing against a pillow or blanket, whatever helps you achieve our shared goal. 1. You may begin to touch in earnest. Run your fingers between those lips. Press your clit. Curl fingers inside and find that special place on the front wall of your vagina. Make yourself squirt and spurt for me. Go ahead. I will speak of arousal and deepness and yearning. I will talk about your glistening inner thighs and the spread of juices onto the surface beneath you. I will talk about your aching, increasingly frantic, heated, needy motions, the tightening and tensing of your muscles, the throbbing urgency of every sensation filling your body and flooding your mind. Feel the sweat on your flushed form, the way you tense in places you would ordinarily ignore. Little thigh twitches, but also curled toes, and your fingers spasming when pleasure arrives, so that it is as if your pussy is being vibrated by that, as well as anything else you might do. Your belly tenses. Your nipples feel warm and pointy. Your mind is emptier than before, drooling away. Work yourself for me. Pursue climax. Find the place inside your head where I am in control and where my command is enough to trip the wire and produce the release you need. Touch your body, imagining me controlling your limbs, your movements, the sweat on your form glistening just like your thoughts do when they drool out of your wanton pussy. Your needy clit, engorged and rigid, hood parting, revealing a simple tip of the iceberg that controls a deeper pleasure, something we've awakened, something that can only be put to bed by the release which ends the heat. An aching heat in your bones, your muscles, your urge twitching flesh yearning for a little more. One more touch, one more desire, one more word. Trembling with each brush of your fingers across your wanton pussy, your dripping clit. You are the moments when your fingers move. You exist only in the shiver and quake of your own thighs. The outside world fades away. Your hands move at my behest, under my control. But you are my cooperating captive in all of this, and you will work your body as efficiently as possible, and you will not stop until you have achieved the end we both require. Rub your body. Touch anywhere that feels good, but do touch. Always, constantly. Hear my voice. Tune into it. Shiver for it. The light in your mind is only me, and the heat in your body is only you, trapped inside with pleasure that is too much to bear. Come for me. Allow orgasmic twitches to carry you away to a deep, wonderful place I control and I set the terms on. You are here. You have sunk deeply, so deeply under my control. shake and quake and fall into the lustful tingles that rain down from the top of your head, down your spine to the tips of your toes, pausing to circle your clit and enter your needy, weeping pussy on the way past. Be someone who is coming for me. Be the version of yourself lost in drooling release. And the world outside is far away because your whole world exists between your legs in my voice and in the promise of the next splendid release.